What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Talk Podcast. Hey, this is the first official episode, and we're going to start it out with Malik flicking me the hell off.
No, I'm not. They can't see that.
But I'm telling them.
Why you being a snitch?
Because snitches get bitches, right?
No, right? Steve. No. Steve, your whiteness is showing.
That's not how it goes.
Steve, your whiteness is showing. Stop.
Kurt, you lied to me. I'm calling you out, Kurt.
Wow, you really are a snitch.
Damn it, Tristan. You told me that too. Everybody lying to me?
So anyway, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to go back and say I'm not a sexist. That was a joke.
I
don't know.
How did we get to that? I'm confused.
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to the first official episode of the Toss Podcast. The previous podcast was somewhat of like a pilot.
It was just a test. Yeah.
Yeah, we were getting our audio hardware and whatnot figured out. And we didn't really have a format, but we have some exciting stuff to talk about. We're gonna jump right on the what is it called? Is it called a hype train?
I thought it was called a bandwagon, but okay.
Well, bandwagon? Maybe. Yeah, we're gonna get on this bandwagon that's gonna go crashing into a hype train at 1,000 miles per hour. All right, Malik, do you wanna go ahead and mention what we're about to have a massive orgy about?
Okay, well, just get right into it.
Poor word choice, Steve. Poor word choice. Malik, would you like to go ahead? Tell us what's our first topic here at the top.
I actually don't know. You have the list, don't you?
God damn it! No
Steve,
offense, Christian.
Steve, you got the list right. I mean, you know what we're talking about, right? Please, Steve, tell me what we're talking about.
I don't have a clue. What the
Steve,
you
don't
about?
Want to do this podcast. You
this was your responsibility. What the crap?
No, it's your responsibility, not mine.
God damn it. Just joking, guys. I think. Wait, do you actually have the list, Malik?
No.
Oh shit! No.
Well, we can't talk about Fallout 4.
Yeah, Fallout 4. Actually, there is a list, guys. Fallout 4 is our first and probably biggest thing, and it'll probably be something we continue to talk about for a while. Well, at least until it comes out, because not gonna lie, I am freaking hyped. Are you hyped, Malik?
I am, and I think the rest of the internet is as well.
We're all super hyped for Fallout 4, which is the... Is it a direct sequel to 3, or is it a direct sequel to New Vegas? I think it's a direct sequel to 3, isn't it?
It's a direct sequel to 3.
Yeah, because New Vegas was kind of like a side story.
New Vegas was his own thing.
Yeah, but it had hint. Like, I think it was supposed to like take place around the same time as 3. I don't really know.
It took place a little bit after.
Yeah. Anyway, this game. Do we just want to kind of like take it apart, like kind of like you know, like kind of screenshot by screenshot, sort of?
Which one are you talking about?
Well, the trailer, I mean, like, we know it's set in Boston. We know it is set in Boston, Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, it is.
We know that much. You can see the state building, there's the monument and whatnot, all kind of stuff. So we all know it takes place in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looks like the outlying areas, too, because it looks like there's a lot of, like, mountain region thing going on.
Kind of like how Fallout 3 did DC, kind of.
Yeah, it looks a lot like 3. Like, as I was watching the trailer, I was like,
it looks like 3, but more colorful.
Yeah, it looks like 3, but with less green shit in the air.
It looks a little bit more hopeful, I guess. But it looks really good.
And this is the part where Malik was giving me. Before this podcast, we kind of briefly mentioned it. And my complaint is, I don't think the graphics are up to par.
This is where I step in and say, is that what you're really worried about? You're not happy that we have a Fallout 4 trailer, really?
I'm super psyched for Fallout 4, because actually I recently reinstalled New Vegas on my computer, and I'm going to be playing it. I won't be doing any Let's Plays, though, guys, but I'm just excited to play it.
Nice way to self-promote yourself there.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally self-promoting myself. Oh. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share, bitches.
Oh, Steve, that's not going to work out.
It's definitely gonna work out, because I told him to, right?
I mean, if you have a decent following, sure.
Yeah, that's what we're building, is a following.
Okay. Because
if you don't follow us, then we'll... What will we do? We'll banish you to the realm of non-followers. You're the non-believers. That's what you all are.
I didn't realize we were turning into a cult.
Of course we're a cult. I told you.
Anyway, Fallout 4.
We're gonna drink the Kool-Aid. We're gonna drink the Kool-Aid.
We're getting off track, Steve. Getting off track.
Okay, right. Cult ritual sacrifices later. Anyway, Fallout 4. Yeah, I'm not too big on the graphics. I feel like the graphics could be a lot better. Like,
I feel like that's not the final result though. I feel like that's like the alpha or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm wondering if like this is like a dumbed down, like I wonder how close the game is to completion too.
I mean,
like,
it might come out later this year. That's what
my guesstimation is that because they didn't announce it at E3, because E3 hasn't happened yet, right?
No, it hasn't. No, it's going to happen pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, like let's look that up really quick.
And by we, you mean you.
Yes, E3 2015. E3 2015 takes place June 16th through 18th. And E3, so for those of you that have been stuck in the 30s for the last however long this has been happening,
it's the most popular video game convention, basically.
Basically, but it's not really a it is a convention, but it's more E3 stands for Electronic Entertainment Expo, and basically what happens is a bunch of game developer companies and a bunch of like large gaming organizations, a lot of Let's Players, like basically people that are big in the gaming industry, Sony, Microsoft, like they'll all be there. Big developers will be there, and it's kind of like Expo is an expose. Like everyone's kind of revealing what their big projects are this year.
Well, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like Comic-Con. They kind of do the same thing. They reveal like the big things before anyone else gets a chance to see, I guess.
Yeah, true. But what everyone was expecting is like there was news that Bethesda, the development company for Fallout 3 and co-developer of New Vegas, because I think Obsidian Entertainment did New Vegas, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, it was a different company, yeah.
Yeah, they just got all the assets from Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone was expecting the trailer to come out at E3. Like, we all kind of speculate. Everyone was speculating that they were going to announce it.
Did we?
Yeah, like, it was all over the internet that they were going to announce Fallout 4 at E3. Like, we didn't
know. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't think they were going to show a trailer. I figured they're going to show, like, gameplay. I mean, that's what they're going to do, obviously.
Well, let's see, that's the thing. Like, now I'm wondering, because what everyone expected was them to just tease us and be like, yeah, Fallout 4 is coming, but, you know, Elder Scrolls Online, bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Like, no offense to Elder Scrolls Online, but I'm very not a fan of that game. It's not a true Elder Scrolls game, if you ask me.
It's not.
Anyway. My point being is, I wonder what we're going to get at E3 from them then, because they have, like, the lead booth, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they do.
Like they're like the
and I wish I was there.
I mean, I wish I was there too. Where does it? I'm gonna look up where it takes place. Los Angeles Convention Center.
It's in California. It's always in California.
Yeah. We gotta go to next year. We're gonna make a trip. We're gonna go to LA and go to E3.
When do you save up money now?
I'm down. We both got jobs now.
Hey, don't.
Let's go. Let's save up and go. Let's save up and go on a trip, man. Next year we'll go to E3.
All right. Sure.
Awesome. All right. You guys, it's in recording. Malik and I are going to E3 next year.
Oh, God.
Hyped. All right. Get hyped. So I'm wondering if they're going to give us, like, a release date at E3.
I mean, most likely.
Like, what do you think they're going to give us other than a release date?
I say they'll announce either it's going to come out later this year or early next year, because I have a feeling it's going to be early next year.
I do, too. Or even maybe... like later next year, maybe like fall of 2016, because like I was saying, like maybe the graphics aren't really up to par with other games that are out now. Like it looks really pretty, but it looks like they took Fallout 3 and just ran it through a better render.
See, just be happy we got a Fallout 4 trailer.
No, I'm very happy because I.
You don't sound very happy.
Anyone that knows me knows that I've plugged more hours into this game than any other game I've ever owned, except maybe Metal Gear. I've probably put more hours into this game. I do prefer Metal Gear, but I've probably put more time into these games. Mm. Like, you know that. Like, I know these games at the back of my hand.
I guess. I don't know.
I know these games like the...
We don't really talk that much.
That's true.
I was kidding.
Ever since I moved away.
I was actually kidding.
Oh. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm... I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like maybe...
Well, let's
maybe
talk about what happens in a trailer then. How about this?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's stop. Yeah, okay. So in the trailer, what do we see?
Well, we see, they pretty much do what they did for the Fallout 3 E3 trailer. Like, they kind of replicated shot by shot, sort of. But with the
Did they?
Yeah, because in the Fallout 3 trailer, the radio turns on and it slowly backs away from it while the Xbox play. And this
true.
TV turns on and it's the Xbox again playing and they pull away.
Yeah, different song though, guys. Different song. It was,
yeah.
I don't want to set the world on fire in 3. What was the new song? Do you know?
Well, I think it's... I'm
not
sure if the
sounded
title,
very similar.
I think it's
very
it's
similar
all over,
sound.
I think. I mean, I don't know the actual title of it.
Fallout 4 song. I'll look. Fallout 4 trailer song. It's all over. Yep.
Yeah, it's all over.
By the. It's all over.
It's all over.
Okay.
But anyway, Okay, so, later on, like a few seconds down the line, we get to see, I presume it's Dog Meat, who's now a German Shepherd.
Yeah, I don't think it's Dog Meat, but it's definitely the same kind of thing they're going for.
It definitely might be a companion, though.
Oh, yeah, like, companions will definitely, like, this trailer, if they don't give us companions, I'm gonna be pissed, because this trailer more or less says you get companions. Like...
Okay you go
yeah.
on. What else did we see?
I think we then proceed to see,
flashbacks?
Yeah, we see, the trailer does an interesting thing where it shows us, like...
What happened
as
before
the
nukes fell, basically.
Right, it's like, there are shots of, like, literally seconds before the nukes fell,
mm-hmm.
and people were running and evacuating.
And it's very colorful, too, which is pretty interesting for a Fallout game.
Yeah, but it was kind of, it was really cool how, like, the past shots,
mm-hmm.
They kind of had, like, you know, like, 50s posters, how they were, like, super colorful and, like,
yeah.
the reds and green. Yeah, like, everything
it looked like
looked,
a postcard. I mean,
everything
color.
Looked like a moving postcard.
Yeah, and I actually like
yeah.
it. And
yeah,
the Brotherhood of Steel armor, have you looked at that?
Yeah, it was the T-51, wasn't it?
I don't know. You might know because you're more into Fallout than I am, or like, well, you know what I'm trying to say. But
yeah,
it's really
yeah.
bulkier than the previous games. In my
See, own... I thought it looked slimmer.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying like it's interesting.
Yeah, it's nice to see it in a. I was just complaining about the graphics and whatnot, but the graphics are better than previous games. I like I said, I just don't think they're up to where they are. But it was really nice to see a lot of like. Like the Mr. Gutsy, like with like the nice mirror sheen.
Yeah.
And
like the
like
chrome-like
that.
Paint.
Yeah, like the reflective qualities of things.
And we
look
get
a lot
babies
nicer.
In Fallout 4, apparently.
Babies.
Yeah, there was a baby in the baby carriage in one of the flashbacks.
Well, but that was in the flashback. I don't think that's that might not be in the the post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah. Okay.
What else did we see? We saw all the like location markers that told us it was in Boston, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We saw
yeah.
we saw the Capitol.
We
building.
Saw Vault 11. What was it? 1112?
No, 111.
111. That's right.
Or is
and
it
like...
112? Because at the end he's wearing the jacket that says 111, but does the vault say 111?
Hang on.
Hold on. I'm just gonna.
It's Vault 111 or 111.
It's 111.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm also online, and according to Forbes, which is a Business Insider magazine that
mm-hmm.
you know anybody can read, Fallout 4 will not come to previous generation consoles. So anybody who hasn't taken the time to
sucks,
get a
so
nice
suck.
PC,
oh, I mean,
well,
that sucks, guys. I'm sorry.
It's been
what? 7 years.
It's been
years,
a year and a half. It's been a year and a half since the new generation consoles came out. I think
oh.
a year. Has it been a year and a half or 2.5 years?
They came out in 2013 or 14. I think it came out 13.
Yeah, it came out fall. It was right after we graduated high school. They came out that fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's been a, it's about time that things started getting to where they don't come out for the other consoles. Like, You know, I mean, there's been a bunch of games that have done that, but it's about time that we stopped making them for previous consoles. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense at this point. But yeah, it says it definitely will not have a port for 360 and PS3, so...
Oh! Apparently, the Bethesda's showcase can be watched live on YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that Twitch is actually going to be doing multiple live streams from multiple booths the entire time E3 is happening.
Okay.
And depending on Malik and I's schedule, I haven't asked Malik, so I guess I'll ask him now. I was hoping that maybe me and you could do a podcast during E3 and kind of like comment on stuff that was happening, or like right after E3 or something. I think that would be
well. Cool. That could work, I guess.
It's like 2 weeks from now. We could just do a podcast like, you know, June 18th when the expo's ending.
Well, yeah, that's what I figured would be best.
Yeah, we could just talk about what happened at E3 and get people up to speed that don't know.
Alright, want to get back to your trailer?
Yeah, back to the trailer. The mysterious stranger, who I presume to be the mysterious
stranger. Yeah, the guy stranger. Walking under a street lamp.
Yes, but you actually see him walk, which is new, because normally maybe. He just stands there.
I think
there
it's just
shoots.
A little nod. I don't know. That may be a little nod to him or something.
Yeah, but see, then I'm curious, because people might not know this, but the mysterious stranger actually has a backstory. He's not just a perk.
Yeah, if you talk to him, the guitar guy in New Vegas by the billboard.
Yeah.
He talks about him like he's someone close to him or something like that.
Yeah. In Fallout New Vegas, there's a point where you're going along. Is it railroad or is it the road lead?
It's just a road. It's just a road leading to New Vegas.
Yeah, you'll come across a guy that wants you to go get a guitar for him or something, so you do that and you come back, and then he offhandedly mentions that his dad left when he was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and that all he took with him was a trench coat and a revolver or something.
But you get that revolver, I think, and every time you pull it out, it makes a mysterious stranger noise.
Right, and so that more or less just tells you that, hey, this is the mysterious stranger's kid.
Apparently, allegedly.
Yeah, so... but then you can, like, in Fallout 3 and New Vegas, you could get the Mysterious Stranger perk. And so, you know, like, one out of every, 20 VATS interactions he would show up,
something
roughly.
Like that. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, a bunch of different things factored into it. And you would get it from time to time. What was really cool about it was that anytime he showed up, he killed the enemy, right? Like, they never survived if he showed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it was, a one-hit kill, no matter who it is.
Right, but he was in both 3 and New Vegas, so my question is, are we going to get, backstory as to why he was in New Vegas? Or is that just, are we just going to ignore that and pretend that was, a dream?
I don't think we're going to get that, but I think we're going to get a more fleshed out mysterious stranger, maybe. I don't know.
It would be cool, because, I mean, we saw him walking around, so I'm hoping that he's, maybe he's someone you meet.
But then again, we still can't be sure if that is a mysterious stranger or not.
That's true. That's very true. I'm gonna... Hold on. I'm going to look up... I just want to look at, frame-by-frame kind of thing.
Alright.
Just so we kind of have, Hold on, I'm looking...
I thought we were talking about the trailer, but okay.
No, we are talking about the trailer. I'm looking for a frame-by-frame, because I'm trying to make sure we don't miss anything in the trailer. Does that make sense?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so keep talking to me. What do you... Okay, here we have the mysterious stranger. Oh, the Deathclaw. It was a very brief scene where he was on the sun.
He looks pretty scary.
Oh, yeah, God. He looks pretty scary.
They
were pretty scary in 3 in New Vegas. They were pretty well done. And Jesus, they did a really good job this time, too.
The ghouls look pretty intimidating as well.
Yeah, I like how much more fluid everybody moves. Before it felt like you were playing... it is a PC game. It's meant to be played on a PC. I have always felt... You get what I mean?
They felt kind of robotic.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a PC game that they ported to console, which I'm fine with, because they did a really good job with the ports.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like your enemies move more, I don't know what the word is. They move more fluidly. It seems like they actually have weight to them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Versus before, when that wasn't the case at all. Everyone kind of moved around on a floating platform that was directly under them, kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked about dog meat at the end. It looks like the return of the Pip-Boy 3000. Is it 3000?
I doubt it. I think it's a new model.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, so we're obviously getting another Pip-Boy. Our protagonist talks. Our protagonist talks.
I'm not sure if I like that. I'm not really sure if I like that.
That he talks?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like it either, because I liked the whole, like, he doesn't talk because it's your voice that we're using.
But maybe, like, hey, maybe that was just for the trailer, just to get more hype.
That's true. That maybe that's just to, you know, get on the hype train, everybody.
There's a lot more vehicles in this, too, actually.
Yeah, there were, like, flying
space. I mean, you have the vertebras, like, which are in, like, new... They were in 3, and... Well, yeah, the vertebras were in 3.
Yeah, they're in both. And they were New Vegas.
I think so? Yeah, they were in a couple of...
There was also the jet that you brought back up, remember?
The big plane, yeah. But you get a blimp in this one.
Yeah, there was a blimp. There was, like, the giant, like, pirate kind of ship thing with...
The pirate ship. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, there was that. And, it, like, so I'm guessing maybe vehicles will be an implementation. Although,
and there was I don't know if I like that. I mean, well, let me finish. There's also a scene where it appears that your main protagonist is inside the vertebrate with the Brotherhood of Steel member as well.
Yeah, because it's like a first-person perspective and you're flying, right?
But, yeah, but I don't think you'll be flying or controlling the vehicles. It's just there, I guess, just, I don't know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we had fast travel, so there wasn't really a need for vehicles, I always felt. I remember when we were first playing, and we were like, damn, it'd be great to have some vehicles. But I think the more I played, the more I was like, I don't think vehicles would fit.
And every time they exploded, they made, like, a little mushroom cloud, so...
I hope they keep that, actually, because I kind of liked that everything was nuclear.
I'm just excited for the different type of vaults we'll be able to find.
Yeah, like, that. No, go ahead. I've been talking a lot. You talk.
And, okay, this is going away from the trailer, but back in 3, remember Rivet City?
Rivet City. That was the giant ship, right?
Yeah, there was that one mission where you had to find someone who isn't human, right? Remember that?
The cyborg, right, yeah.
Yeah, and he's made in a place called the Institution, and apparently that place is in Boston. So we'll probably see it in Fallout 4.
Isn't the Commonwealth...
So we might encounter cyborgs, yeah.
Yeah, like, isn't the Commonwealth basically Boston?
I think it's in Boston. Well, I think so.
I remember them talking about the Commonwealth and mentioning that several times, so I think that's where this is taking place.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong, my memory might be failing me. Did you take note of the foliage?
I did not, actually.
Like, I'm looking at a shot from, like, one of the shots that they had from, like, under a bridge. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the, like, plant growth that has kind of taken over a lot of stuff. And the foliage is super nice. Like, there's a lot of very, like, it doesn't repeat. It's very organic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. There was a very quick shot of, I think, a Mr. Handy?
Is that Well, you mean the Protecton? The Protecton? I can't see the name.
Protectrons.
It looks really nice, actually.
Yeah. And in that particular shot, there's a lot more color, as Malik was saying. There's a yellow, like, truck and a blue car.
It's just more colorful than in previous games.
Yeah. There's also they were definitely alluding to 3 a lot. Because there was a shot of a place that kind of looked like the entrance to Megaton from 3.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of a city, but it kind of reminded me of that.
The gate lifted up. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's actually, according to, I'm using screenshots from Eurogamer.net, guys. If you guys want to check out the screenshots that I'm using, I'll make sure to include that link in the podcast notes. I'm actually going to send a note to Malik now so that we have it for future reference. But apparently that is Fenway Park.
Oh, that's a baseball stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where the Boston Red Sox play. And apparently, like, that is what that building is, according to speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the shot of Vault 111. The vault doors
they can up instead of like going. Well, they kind of do open up the same way actually. In one shot, it does open up the regular way, but there's one where you're rising up from a platform though.
Yeah, I have to admit I like that they didn't completely change everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like if did you ever play Elder Scrolls 4? What was it called? Oblivion? Did you ever play Oblivion?
No. I only play Skyrim.
Well, did you ever see any footage from Oblivion or like anything like that?
Yeah, I've seen plenty of footage.
Well, did you notice how drastically different the style of the game looked? Like how different it was, like visually?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that Fallout hasn't really done that. Like all they've done is improve the visual. They haven't changed it. Like the world still feels the same. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Like the vault doors are still the vault doors. The people still are wearing the same sort of stuff that they were wearing in the previous game. Like they've just improved it, which is good. I mean, I hope they add a bunch of new gameplay implementations, because I mean, mm-hmm. like I can play those games for hours, but I don't want it to always be that. I want it to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that's about it. There is a shot of a bus that was destroyed with what appears to be a Brotherhood of Steel like encampment going around. I don't know. Did you notice the skyline at all, Malik?
Which part?
Just how nice, like just the sky, like the clouds yeah. and stuff. Nice and blue.
How blue the sky was. Yeah. Like, yeah, it makes me think, like, maybe this place didn't get hit that bad, like the other places, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's, like, this place is just, like...
I mean, it's still, like, the same kind of condition like Fallout 3 in New Vegas, but maybe it's not that bad? I don't know. I mean, there were some shots where the sky were obviously green, like with the Deathclaw and stuff, but...
Yeah, like, and that makes me... That makes me wonder, how big is this game gonna be? Like, what is the size of this world?
Imagine it being really big.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, a lot of games have been going for, like, huge, massive worlds, like GTA 5.
But that was last gen, though.
That was last gen, but yeah, like, still, it set the record for largest open world game ever, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something like that. And then it was recently topped by The Witcher 3, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, The Witcher 3 recently topped it. I may be wrong on that, so don't quote me. But mm-hmm. it seems like a lot of games are doing that. But the cool thing about Grand Theft Auto, and from my understanding, The Witcher, is even though they're massive, there aren't really huge pieces of land that are unused, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt like Fallout 3 in New Vegas, there were large sections of the game that just, there was nothing there. It felt like you were just walking through there.
Which, then again, I mean, it is sense. A wasteland, so...
That's true, but in a video game, I mean, I understand, like, that accents the experience and it makes you really feel like you're in a desolate wasteland, but to a certain degree, I don't want a lot of that, because that takes away from the fun of it. Because games are ultimate, most games, especially Fallout, is designed to be fun. And at times, me
walking... And a lot of people can find their own fun in different ways, I guess.
That's true. And I'll never knock that. Different people like different things. But for me personally, I didn't like... Eventually, it got on my nerves that I was walking so far, so long, for nothing.
I personally liked it. It just really immersed me.
Yeah. Do you think they'll bring back... We need to... this is something that will definitely get Malik talking a little bit more. Malik, why don't you talk about Three Dog?
Yeah, he's back. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, have you noticed the GNN billboard?
I did not.
Yeah, there's a shot where you're... It's the same shot where your character is in the Brotherhood of Steel member. And if you look closely, there's a small billboard that says GNN. Galaxy okay. News Network, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense, actually, since Three Dog is back. Yeah.
Yeah, it would make a lot. I'm so freaking hyped for this game. And now that I'm like, Emily, I need to readjust my statement on the graphics. Not completely, because I still have some complaints here and there. But when I initially watched the trailer, I watched it on my iPhone 4S, which has a 1080p screen, if I'm not mistaken, because it is... No, it's not 1080p. But I wasn't watching it on a device that really did the game justice, I must say. And when I went back and watched it on my TV through my PlayStation, it did look much better on a bigger screen. That being said, I still have some quarrels with the graphic quality of some things, but do you remember the shot of I guess we can just call him Dog Meat for now, even though that's probably not Dog Meat, across the wooden bridge?
Yeah,
go. Talk about that.
I mean, it looks nice.
Thank you for your contribution, Bleak.
I mean, what do you want me to say about it, really?
Like, I mean, just, what do you think about, like, I don't know, just anything, man. Like, you know, what do you think of the woodland? What do you think of... Because it looks like they're introducing kind of, like, a more wood-ish area.
I mean, like, it kind of reminds me of Fallout 3, because there were some parts of the game, like, especially Upper North, where there were some parts of it that were pretty... foresty, I guess. That's what I would say.
Okay.
But, like, it wasn't, like, completely packed with trees, but you can tell there used to be trees there.
Okay. I'm currently looking at what appears to be the Mysterious Stranger screenshot.
Again?
Yeah. Well, I'm on a different site now. Right now, I am on GamesRadar.com, and they... have a screenshot that says Scally Square. Which yet again confirms that it's Boston, but at this point we know it's in Boston. But apparently if you're from Boston, that's something that you guys know all about. Fallout 4 is definitely coming. In fact, it's almost here. Our Twitter sirens sounded moments ago, and Bethesda tweeted a new version of the series now iconic. Please stand by screen.
Oh, wow.
I'm going backwards through a feed by accident.
Yeah, that was before the trailer was shown.
Yeah.
They started showing that, and it was a countdown.
Yeah, and again, with the please stand by screen, they didn't completely change things. Like, they kind of just made it look better.
Yeah, which I'm very, it looked like the same one from 3.
Yeah, I'm very happy that they didn't completely overhaul it. I like that they reused some of the art. Did you notice what the billboard was? When the people are running through the fenced area, did you notice the billboard?
I saw a billboard, but it went by too fast for me. What was it? Was it
do
the
you remember?
It was the Vault Boy, like, come into a vault, and that one.
It was like the long
line. Yeah,
it
was the
people.
Long line. Yeah, that was in 3, wasn't it?
Yeah, if you bought Fallout 3, it was actually the cover art for the back of the game. Like, when you bought the game, that was the art that they had the back, and I liked that they reused that, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's see, what's our next show? We have the atomic explosion, and we actually see the dust cloud fall towards us.
And what, yeah.
Vault 111 again. There's a shot of what I guess we can call the next vault dweller emerging from the vault again. He's kind of like, his hand goes out towards the sun.
By watching, wonder what his nickname is going to be, though. Like, we had the vault dweller, we had the lone wanderer, we had the courier. I wonder what he's going to be.
I don't know. I do not know.
And it looks he had a family too, because I'm not sure if the guy at the end of the trailer was the same person we saw back in the flashback with the wife and the baby.
Yeah. Also, fun side note, and this might be good for Malik, have you played Uncharted or any of those?
No.
Have you ever expressed an interest in playing them?
Yeah, I know there's a pack coming out for the PS4 with all 3 games.
Yeah, the 3 PS the remasters basically, I think. That comes out on October 9th.
Okay.
So good hype for that too, I guess. If you want, I played all three and they were fun. They were a very good game.
I doubt people would get hyped for remaster though, because they're just remasters.
That's true, and they're not actually. If you want to get totally honest, I know a little bit about game development. They're not actually remasters. Literally, all they do is they render things a little better. Like, they don't actually do anything different. They just have higher rendering.
But they do, like, give people like me the chance to play the games that they weren't able to play before.
And that's true, and that's actually more or less that's the bigger market for that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, another shot of... It looks really similar to the emerging shot from Fallout 3 when you first, like, go outside the vault and you, like, the music
and, like, the sun is all bright and stuff.
Yeah, there's a similar kind of shot where you're looking over a small little town, because in 3 there was like the small town off to the side.
Yeah, and in 4 there's like a small little neighborhood in front of you.
Yeah, and you got the power lines. Then there's the giant pirate spaceship thing, which I'm looking at now, and it's not moving. I'm looking at the shot. So I'm wondering, is that like...
It's on display or something like that.
Yeah, it's like that's something that... like crashed, or is that some, I don't know.
I don't think it's something that's crashed. I think it's like a piece for people to look at and admire,
that's
or
true.
Something like that.
There's the blimp that Malik mentioned. Serious Stranger.
There's also the Paul Revere statue as well.
That's true. Did you see the, what I think to be a rad roach? Did you see this shot with what looks like a rad roach?
No, I didn't.
Really? I'm looking at it now. I'm guessing it was a very brief shot, because there were a series of shots that went like click, click, click. Like, it went through them really quickly.
Yeah.
There's the vertibird with the satellite arrays. Yeah, it screams Fallout 3 so much.
One thing I did notice, I'm changing the subject real quick, is about the Brother of Steel armor. It looked a little bit more greeny to me than silver. Well, it looked more greenish silver, I guess. That's just like the color of the Brother of Steel armor. It looked a little bit greenish silver, I guess.
Yeah, go back to that in just a second.
I mean, we are dealing with a different branch of the BOS.
That's
like
true.
How in
I think
3 they were like really tough, but in New Vegas they were all like, well, assholes, pretty much.
Yeah, and from my understanding, the Brotherhood in New Vegas is how the real Brotherhood is.
Yeah, yeah.
3, they were, like, that is the Brotherhood, but they're, like, a weird set of people that are a lot more friendly than the rest of the Brotherhood.
But then again, you had those bad Brotherhood of Steel members had, like, the black and red armor, and they would occasionally, like, wander to Wasteland.
Oh, no, those weren't... They were the, whatchamacallit? They were the Enclave.
No, not the Enclave. They were actually Brotherhood of Steel members that were, like, walking the Wasteland in black and red armor.
Oh, they were the Brotherhood Outcasts, or
whatever. Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the shot with the Brotherhood, like, where you go up in the vertibird.
Now that I think about it, I wonder how karma's gonna be dealt with in Fallout 4.
Say again?
I'm saying, like, I'm curious to see how karma would be dealt with in Fallout 4. Like, how it would be and stuff.
Karmic decisions?
Well, just karma in general.
Just karma in general?
Yeah. Well, maybe it'd be the same like the previous games. I don't know.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Actually, I was about to ask you. What do you think... Because Fallout 3 definitely had a linear story. Like, the majority of the game was open world, do what you want. But there was a linear story.
Yeah, so
did
New Vegas, yeah. New Vegas also had a linear story, too, to it.
But it was linear, but it had a lot more choice involved.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, you could pick one of 4 different paths, and then each of those 4 paths could be altered in different ways.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with this one?
Well... I can't really say based off the trailer alone, but if I just to guess, I think it might be linear, but there'll be more choices because the world's gonna be bigger, obviously, so there'll be more choices to do. Who knows, maybe we'll be able to join the Enclave.
Okay.
If they are in Fallout 4.
I'm looking at that shot you were mentioning of like the green Brotherhood of Steel armor and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's actually not green.
It looked green to me the last time I saw it.
What it is it looks like somebody's rebuilding a Brotherhood of Steel piece of armor.
Yeah,
and
it just
has a lot of like bare parts. It looks like a lot of bare parts to a suit.
Yeah.
It looks. I wonder if it'll be a return, or just an allusion to the. Do you remember what were they called? They were the little like. They were the Pip-Boy like statue things you could find, and there were like 8 of them.
Yeah, there was a Pip-Boy statue on a table.
Yeah, there was also all the weapons. It looks like, you know, standard Brotherhood, like laser rifle, handgun, you know, basic stuff.
Yeah, and the rifle the person was carrying, who I guess is our main character, I think that might be a hunting rifle. I really don't know.
The return of the hunting rifle. The most valuable asset.
Well, really.
Really was.
God, I'm just excited for this game. I really am.
I'm incredibly hyped. I mean, and I know Bethesda does a good job, so I don't think we're gonna get let down. Honestly, I really don't.
Think yeah.
We'll get let down. But okay, so we will probably we're gonna set a weekly podcast. Our podcast will come out on Mondays at 9 p.m. So each week, make sure to check back around that time for a new podcast on YouTube. It'll come out on iTunes the following day. And you guys can download that there. And we're also going to be featuring music from one of our co-TOS members. His name is Tristan, otherwise known as his musical name, or his pseudonym, is Valdino. Vodino, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Tristan will have to correct me. Hopefully we can get him on as a guest host next week to talk a little bit more about Fallout 4 and anything else that we want to talk about. So,
all right, are we going on anything else? Or
yeah, is there anything else that you've got on your mind? Do you want to get
want to
confess all those murders that you committed?
No, well, no.
No, not yet. Okay.
Trying to think. Well, I'm just really curious. I don't know, because, hey, we get to see how everything was before, how the bombs fell. I mean, we got little hints and snippets of that before in the other games. But we actually get to be there, though. Like, I'm just really curious. Like, I'm sure there'll be, like a few years before the actual events of Fallout 4 happen, so. Yeah, maybe that'll be like still, in the beginning and then the actual game will start.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to play as the main character's parents. And that baby in the trailer was the main character.
That would be... But 200 years pass before anybody's able to come out.
You know what I'm trying to say. Dang it, Steve. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, maybe you're like the grandchild of that kid or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And yeah, I just hope they don't get all Assassin's Creed-y on it, where they're like, oh, you can remember him through your genes.
I doubt that.
Because that's not how that works, but okay. But, okay, so that's Fallout 4. Anything else on your mind for this week, Mr. Malik?
All I gotta say is, let's go, pal.
Oh yeah, I'm super psyched for Fallout 4. Whenever it comes out, like every... They pretty much, guys, get used to a lot of Fallout 4 talking. This is the TOS podcast, and we will talk about other things. But we'll probably have to force ourselves not to talk about Fallout from time to time. Anyway, anything else? Any other topics? Any other movies, music, games, anything?
I'm done. I'm good.
Malik's tired. We started recording a bit later, and it's kind of late, and he doesn't want to wake up people where he lives. All right, well then I guess I'll go ahead and sign us off. Make sure to like and subscribe to TOS. Make sure to share it with your friends, your family, your girlfriend, your cat, your dog, your turtle, all the turtles.
Coworkers, and boss, if they like you.
We also have a cool new tagline that our one of the people that's helping with our advertising section came up with. We do YouTube stuff. That's our tagline. We do Twitch stuff. We do YouTube stuff.
We just do stuff.
We do. We do stuff.
Welcome that could be to the Toss. That could be the actual tagline. We do.
We do.
It sounds like a group getting married. Like, we go all get married to one person, and we all just say, we do.
We do. All right, guys. Make sure to like
you
and subscribe.
You may now kiss the group.
You may now kiss every member of this group and contract... What's that thing people get? Mono. You may now kiss the group and contract mono.
All right, well...
All right, Malik, go ahead and sign off, if you will, my fine sir.
Later, guys, and I hope you enjoyed this, and yeah, prepare for some more Fallout talk and some more stuff.
Oh, yeah, because this week I'm going to be playing New Vegas, so I'm definitely going to be back on my Fallout kick.
Anything you want to say to sign off? Oh, sorry.
My name is Steve. It's been awesome having my co-host here, as always, Mr. Malik Harrison. And we will see you guys next week. Make sure to like and subscribe.